Tonight, we're learning more about a deadly brain-eating amoeba found in the local water supply of a southern Texas community.
News Nation's Felicia Bolton joins us from the newsroom with details about what city leaders are doing to keep people safe there. Felicia.
Nicole Rutabay, leaders in a small city of Lake Jackson have issued a boil water order, and they're telling people to avoid getting any tap water in their noses. Here's a map showing where Lake Jackson is located. It's about 50 miles southwest of Houston and just a few miles inland from the Gulf of Mexico. According to the CDC, the brain-eating amoeba is commonly found in warm bodies of water, especially in southern states. It's commonly found along shorelines where the water is still and hot, which creates the perfect conditions for it to spread. The amoeba typically enters the body through the nose, and when someone is splashing in water, diving, tubing, or any other activity where water is forcefully being pushed up the nose, it generally affects younger people. Symptoms set in just a few days following the infection, and they include headache, fever, vomiting, stiff neck, hallucinations, and almost always followed by death. Here's some things officials in Lake Jackson are telling people to do in that area to avoid being infected by the amoeba. Boil water that is used for drinking, cooking, and ice for at least 2 minutes. Swim only in chlorinated pools and hot tubs. Avoid getting water in your nose or use a nose clip. And run bath and shower faucets for at least 5 minutes before using them. And it's still not clear how long this boil order will last in Lake Jackson. The chance of surviving an infection from a deadly amoeba is extremely low, about 3%. In the past 60 years, only 4 people out of a group of 145 patients have recovered. Rutabay, Nicole.